We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Esteemed viewers, that's welcome in Gujarati, an Indo-Aryan language spoken by around 46 million people, mainly in India. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotus, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, governments around the world invest $200 billion in sustainable energy. In humanitarian news, Rotary clubs in England and Kenya collaborate to build a bridge. In animal news, special therapy dogs in the USA help police comfort victims. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 12th, the joyous Christian holiday Easter is celebrated. For adherents of the Eastern Orthodox Church, this most holy of religious days is April 19th. It commemorates the resurrection of Lord Jesus and represents eternal life.
Deep contemplation of one's relationship with God is an integral part of Easter. Celebrations include church services with readings from the Holy Bible and uplifting hymns or songs. Large family gatherings and wearing colorful new clothes are also customary. May all our Christian friends have a divine Easter filled with much love and illumination.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from New South Wales, Australia. Days of heavy flooding began on March 31st, leaving thousands of people stranded from the overflowed waters of the Belinga River north of Sydney. Many people were evacuated from their homes, with dozens who had to be rescued by ambulance crews. Expressing her sorrow for the displaced on April 1st, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $15,000 for their emergency relief. As she often asked for updates on the humanitarian situation in such cases, with Master's permission, we would like to share with our viewers this following report.
April 5th, 2009. Most Compassionate Master, regarding relief work following floods in New South Wales, Australia. With Master's generous and timely contribution of $15,000 for assisting the flood victims in the mid-north coast region of New South Wales, Australia, our association members from Sydney began preparing relief supplies. Brisbane and Byron Bay area members helped to obtain the latest information and are planning to meet the truck full of relief items tomorrow in the affected region. According to news reports and the information from one association member who lives in that area, it seems that the floodwaters are subsiding, although there are some roads that are still blocked. The government has generously provided financial support for the substantial damage in the towns. We sincerely pray that our relief work will be carried out successfully to bring Master's love and comfort to the victims, and we will report our updated work. Thank you so much, Master, for being with us always. We love you, Master. Our association members in Australia.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share these details with our viewers, who may have been concerned for the Australian people after the recent flood disasters. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing the report.
Our thanks to the Australian government and relief personnel for their swift and kind-hearted actions. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ever-loving assistance to the Australian people in times of distress. We pray for the soon recovery of the flood-affected families to the normalcy of their everyday lives, and that humanity's gentler care of the earth will help ease such disturbing weather events as these.
Weather system fans flames in the west, causes tornadoes in the east. The National Weather Service in the USA has stated that a system known as a dry line is responsible for the same high-speed winds that escalated drought-fed wildfires in the western part of the United States, while causing tornadoes in the east. In western Texas, already blazing fires were accelerated, claiming the lives of three people and destroying more than 145,000 acres of land thus far. Oklahoma's governor, Brad Henry, has declared a state of emergency for 31 counties, with over 200 structures that have been destroyed. Meanwhile, a tornado that struck the small town of Mena, Arkansas, caused three people to perish and injured at least 30, with damage to at least 600 buildings. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe dispatched soldiers to ensure security and to assist with food distribution. In the neighboring states of Tennessee and Kentucky, tornadoes also touched down, causing two fatalities and injury to more than 40 people. We are most grateful for the tireless and heroic efforts of the firefighters and all rescue and relief personnel. Our prayers for the speedy recovery of all those affected as they strive to rebuild and resume their productive daily lives. May humanity's compassionate and kind actions towards all beings alleviate severe weather events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Somalia. After 3 days of relentless rains at the start of April, the western Somaliland region was swept by dangerous floods through the overflowing of the Rajale River. At least 2 lives were lost and some hundreds of families displaced. Though the flood risk has since lowered, businesses have been lost and families' basic security is threatened. On April 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in emergency support and asked if our association's relief team would be able to go, or, if not possible, to arrange to send the aid through the International Red Cross. This donation could purchase an equivalent of $783,000 in supplies in the United States, based on the cost of living in Somalia. We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her limitless love and concern for the disaster-afflicted people. We pray for the protection of the Somali people and that such extreme events may be eased through the greater care we extend toward the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia continues with assistance to Afghanistan. In follow-up to aid sent earlier in March to help those affected by the severe winter last year, Russia is sending another batch of humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan. This will include 48 trucks, 2 firefighting vehicles, a gas tanker and materials for an auto repair shop. Another 7,000 tons of wheat flour as well as 50 additional trucks are planned for later this year. Our appreciation, Russia, and heaven bless your continuous assistance to Afghan brethren. Surely such heartening support as yours brings comfort and strength for the soon recovery to stable lives.
Algerians vote in presidential elections. On Friday, President Abdelaziz Bouteflika was elected to a third term as head of the North African country. Dignitaries from around the world sent congratulatory messages to the long-serving statesman. We join in congratulating President Bouteflika and wishing progress, prosperity, and happiness for the gentle people of Algeria.
U.S. police saves unconscious driver from burning car. A police officer from Michigan is hailed as hero after successfully pulling a man from a smoking car a few seconds before it burst into flames. Clinton Township police officer Mark Rattel was patrolling on duty when he saw two men attempting to get into a car that was emitting smoke. Officer Critel immediately ran to the car, shattered the window, and pulled the man out just before the car exploded. The driver, who had originally lost consciousness due to a medical emergency, was taken to the hospital and is recovering. Regarding his life-saving intervention, Officer Critel humbly remarked, "I happened to be at the right place at the right time." A hero salute to you, Officer Critel, for your brave and selfless actions. We are so glad to know of your safety as well as that of the driver and the two helpers. May God continue to bless you all and the lives you touch.
Save our planet. Melting glaciers causing earthquakes. Large melting glaciers in Greenland, Antarctica and Alaska are not only changing coastlines around the globe as they pour fresh water into the oceans. Numerous studies indicate that the speed and magnitude of their melting is also resulting in earthquakes. Finnish scientist Dr. Veli Kallio reported that unusual quakes in Greenland were observed after ice had broken away from surfaces adhered to for the past hundreds of years.
Greenland's enormous Ilulissat Glacier, the most active in the northern hemisphere, currently moves at an average speed of around 15 kilometers a year towards the sea, a rate 3 times faster than a decade ago. As glaciers like this retreat, huge loads of weight beneath Earth's surface shift, leading to potential Earth tremors. We thank Dr. Kallio and all scientists who have participated in bringing this disquieting news to the public's awareness. May the increasing perils of Earth awaken us all the more to the need for eco-conscious lifestyles to halt global warming.
Concerned for the planet's critical state, Supreme Master Ching Hai has worked tirelessly to help humanity mitigate the consequences of climate change. At a climate change conference in Thailand in October 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded us again that potential devastating events, not only natural but also human-made, can be prevented by our conscious choice of actions.
According to all the reports, every day we already been hit by the climate change already. If we are not doing anything more, then right now the worst will come still. And if no one had turned to the compassionate lifestyle, then the bad retribution, as we sow, so shall we reap, will be upon us. We will be reaping what we have been spreading. So all the anguish, crying of war victims, of oppressed victims, of the innocent beings from the deep jungle to the vast sea, from developed country to a less developed country, all this suffering, lament, engulf the earth right now and cover the planetary atmosphere and piercing even to heaven. So how can we reap any better reward if countless beings grovel in agony and suffering that even hell would pale in comparison? It's already hitting us. I pray that we as a human race wake up and take action quickly, really quickly.
Save Our Planet, Ontario to be free of pesticides starting Earth Day. To commemorate Earth Day this April 22nd, the Canadian province of Ontario is implementing a ban on cosmetic pesticides for lawns, gardens, parks and schoolyards. This will forbid the sale of over 250 products as well as 30 pesticide ingredients throughout the province. Ontario Environment Minister John Gerritsen stated, "I'm proud to say that when the ban takes effect on Earth Day, we will have eliminated this unnecessary risk to our environment, our families and especially our children. Our respectful accolade to Minister Gerritsen and the people of Ontario for your eco measures to improve the health of all beings and the ecosphere. May more and more governments be inspired toward the same for a cleaner and more pure world."
Save Our Planet. Philippine groups unite to promote organic. At least 8 different groups across the country, including the Organic Produce Trade Association and the Organic Certification Center of the Philippines, have come together to launch the One Organic Movement to encourage the government as a unified voice toward greater support of organic agriculture. Besides being able to save billions by foregoing the use of chemical fertilizers, the group states that the organic movement would also ensure the health of the land and the workers. Organic farming has already been shown to reduce global warming, as the soil can store up to 40% of atmospheric carbon. The group has also drafted a bill to set standards for organic products, as well as plans to help farmers convert to organic growing methods. Kudos, One Organic Movement members, for your noble leadership in encouraging the switch to sustainable growing methods that benefit the Earth and her inhabitants. May organic fresh produce and green living soon become the norm across our globe.
Save Our Planet. Youth in 200 districts across the USA hold town hall meetings with their representatives, calling upon politicians to pass climate legislation transitioning the nation to 100% clean energy with stricter emissions goals.
Save Our Planet. UK scientists report that satellite images showing the edible vegetation available in different regions could be used to predict which species are under the most severe threat of extinction in order to protect or possibly even help them move to areas of more plentiful food.
Save Our Planet, a recent discovery of 6,000 rare Irrawaddy dolphins found in the freshwater regions of Bangladesh's Sundarbans mangrove forest and adjacent waters of the Bay of Bengal indicates a hopeful sign that the species are recovering.
I'm Nimbo, the Nubian Ibex, and I'm a vegetarian all the way. Today, I have a tip on helping our rainforests. Teak and mahogany are woods that can be used to make furniture. However, they are harvested from tropical rainforests, the lungs of our earth, where more than half of the world's plant and animal species live. Please consider using eco-friendly products that are made from sustainable or recycled resources and protect our valuable forests. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the globe looks like.
In world news, governments worldwide pledge more than $200 billion toward alternative energies. According to Mr. Mark Fulton, global head of climate change investment research for Deutsche Bank in Germany, this will provide essential support to the green industries during economically challenging times. Since July 2008, the United States, Europe, and Asia have formulated more than 250 policies that encourage sustainable energy, such as solar and wind power, and support climate change mitigation. Mr. Fulton said, "We believe this trend will provide crucial support to climate change industries." Many thanks, Mr. Mark Fulton and Deutsche Bank, for this valuable research. Our respectful accolades, all governments that are investing in the environmentally friendly sector. May heaven bless wise leadership to be the hallmark of our urgent times.
In humanitarian news, clubs in Kenya and England join together to build a bridge. The Rotary Clubs of Meru, Kenya, and Middleton, Greater Manchester, England, have collaborated to sponsor what has been called the Elliot Pool Bridge. It is over the Nithi River, close to the Kenyan villages of Kajuki and Mutino. This construction has greatly helped the people of Mutino to reach Kajuki and avail themselves of medical and government services and schools. In addition, they can now easily transport their agricultural products to the Kajuki market. The clubs are also planning to work together to construct tanks in Tharaka, Kenya, to collect runoff water. Kudos, Rotary Clubs of Meru and Middleton. God bless your kind endeavors. May many people be benefited to enjoy fulfilling lives with many wonderful opportunities. Up next on Noteworthy News, empathic dogs assist police in comforting victims. We'll take a moment to enjoy the songs of chirping grasshoppers. Be right back. More soothing news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a love-filled world. In animal news, therapy dogs in the United States assist police in comforting victims. Gracie, a Labrador Golden Retriever mix, and Nellie, an Australian Shepherd, have a special job to do. As trained canines working with the police in Avondale, Arizona, they help calm individuals who have been victims of serious accidents or unfortunate situations. The Avondale Therapy Paws Pet Partners is the first program offered by police department in the USA that works with both human and dog volunteers who have completed a training course. A warm hug of appreciation, Gracie and Nellie, and all volunteers for your generous hearts and compassionate work. May all canine friends be treasured and protected.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Favorite Color.
At the traffic light,
The car was just staying there and doesn't move from red to green and then yellow and red, green, yellow again. So the police officer came over to the car driver and said, "Excuse me, sir, don't you like any of our colors?"
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I heard about this channel at the Dublin Health Show. When I got back home to Belfast, I watched on Sky TV. It is fantastic to get to know about these people. They are doing extremely well to save the planet and the environment. Best wishes to these people and good luck. Marcus from Ireland.
Supportive Marcus, thanks so much for your encouragement. We are also very appreciative of the earth-loving individuals who are in the vanguard of the movement to save our planet, simply by being vegan. Please share with your caring fellow Irish co-citizens that there is still time to act now by adopting the plant-based diet. You can download any flyers or videos free of charge that may be helpful to you at suprememastertv.com/sos-global-warming.php. With heaven's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for being with us in this edition of Noteworthy News. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with your comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Ugwanna Asirwad, that means God's blessings in Gujarati.
May love and inner contentment be your constant companions. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, Director Leon Panetta announces that all previously secret detention centers are being closed in accordance with directives of the Obama administration.
The Montreal Museum of Fine Arts in Canada holds an exhibit titled Imagine, the Peace Ballad of John and Yoko, which traces the peace activism of musicians Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
In a meeting with Abdullah Nasir al-Amiri, the United Arab Emirates ambassador to France, diplomatic advisor to the French president, Jean-David Levit, praised their country's excellent relations.
Charitable organization Doctors Without Borders offers Iraqi civilians disfigured from injuries during war free state-of-the-art medical treatment at the Red Crescent Hospital in Amman, Jordan.
U.S. millionaire Charles Imoni becomes the only person in the world to have completed two space tourism trips as he successfully returns to Earth with two Russian astronauts.
Cameroonian journalists express thanks to the United Nations Information Center for providing the Bamenda UN Press Club with modern communication tools, including the internet.
U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a traditional Jewish Passover Seder for family and friends, the first time a U.S. president has done so in the White House.
Qatar's Animal Welfare Society celebrates its fifth anniversary with the number of rescued animals reaching record levels.
Although she could have cashed it, Talon Curtis in Tosana, California, USA tracks down the rightful owner of an endorsed $357,000 check and returns it.
Zimbabwe's state newspaper announces plans by the Unity government to ease media restrictions as part of efforts to return basic rights to citizens and improve international trust.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.